Hello, everybody. I'm Kim from myheartscry.org blog and podcast. The show encourages Christian women who pray and dedicate their time to their family and home. These are My Heart's Cry. On today's show, Why I Left My Charter School, we will discuss the hours of learning lost by meetings, testing, and other requirements. We will go over the loss of freedom in choosing curriculum that lines up with your family values, and I'll give you suggestions for other homeschooling options. Homeschooling has been a blessing to our family, as provided decades of learning and togetherness. It is a great way to impart knowledge, family values, and religious beliefs to our children. One year, we joined a local homeschooling charter school. I can tell you that the schooling through a charter school is quite different than homeschooling through a private school or on your own. What a learning experience. My biggest takeaway was charter schools hinder learning by wasting time with endless meetings and testing. My other takeaway was that the realization of a loss of freedom to teach the way I wanted to and what I thought was important. When all your time is spent checking their boxes, you have little left to fulfill your own goals with your children. I didn't want to mimic the way public schools taught. I wanted to train my children in the way that they should go. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." I desire to teach with a biblical worldview because anything less than that leaves God out of my child's education. Furthermore, to teach the Bible as a subject and have time during our school day to pray, read the Bible, and talk about biblical truths. But with the school's time wasters, I rushed my student to get assigned work done before each deadline. When I calculated all the learning time lost, I realized why we always felt behind. Time-wasting meetings. When using a charter school for homeschooling, we lost time checking in with our personalized learning teacher. During the meeting, we show our work done and discuss goals, material requests, and classes. Turned in photocopies of work samples for each subject, and the mother teacher has many forms that need to be filled out every 3 weeks, including attendance, PE hour logs with activity listed, and California standards completed for those 3 weeks. This may seem appropriate if you are working schooling for someone else, but such a time waster for a typical parent teacher because she already knows this information daily. So to gather this information and log it to be ready for a meeting is a pointless waste of time. In my charter school, there were 9 meetings, which took a half a day of school time. Each time, we had to stop productive learning, gather books, drive to the meeting, participate in the meeting, and drive back home and resettle into our schoolwork. The learning time lost was 27 hours per school year. Testing, testing, and more testing. For our local charter school, the testing never stopped. They required an online test 3 times a year, which cost us 2 to 3 school days each time. Then there was the yearly California assessment of students' performance and progress. This is at the school site and costs about a week's instructional time. Let's be clear here. Testing is not learning. It is testing what the student knows. I'm not against testing every couple of years to show any holes in the child's academic progress. This can be useful for the homeschooling parent, but testing continually isn't helpful. In fact, it takes away from students' learning time. That's what school is for, learning, right? Learning time lost was 11 to 14 days or 98 hours per school year. Personalized learning plans. Personalized learning plans are set up to help the parent student, but they hinder the student from being educated as a parent sees best for their child. For example, you use up all your time checking all the boxes for the school for what the charter school requires, leaving very little time to work on the specialized curriculum you may have found. Many times the school won't pay for and won't accept work done from specific publishers. I use a Christian published science curriculum. We purchased it ourselves, but found it hard to turn in work samples because of the G word. Maybe you're not familiar with the G word. It's God. Strangely, however, we were able to use the school funds to purchase the experiment equipment for our book. But when I received it, the word God was scribbled out with a Sharpie on the side of the box. Learning lost? Freedom to learn according to our family values. Forced Common Core Standards. The last straw was the Forced Common Core Standards we had to do each learning period. I say forced because they did not align with what we were already learning in our English language arts, math, history, and science. The system stopped the flow of a carefully laid out curriculum to teach an unrelated concept or fact. Their worksheet became an extra thing to go over and learn. I put my foot down and said, no way. I left mid-year that year. I guess it would take 3 hours, 9 times a year. Learning loss was distracted from regular course study to fill out an unrelated work page. Time loss was 27 hours per school year. If you want to leave behind the public school and their agenda, then using a charter school is not the best option. I figured I'd lost 20 days of the 175 days per school year to be a part of the charter school. I concluded that they are a massive waste of time and they want to control what your child learns, and you lose your freedom to pour into your child what you really want to. My suggestions: first, find a local private school to work with or file your own affidavit that is due in October saying you are teaching your own child. Second, join HSLDA.org, Homeschool Legal Defense. They are a great resource and they will come to defend you for free if you are ever taken to court because of homeschooling. For us, this has been peace of mind. They know homeschooling and what's lawful. Check out their website. They have each state listed and the laws by state. They also list private homeschools in your area. They also have curriculum and record-keeping information. The other thing I suggest is join or start a local homeschool co-op group. Many have their own classes and field trips. You will find like-minded parents on this homeschool journey to talk with. Best of all, your children will develop friendships. So if you were always upset with your charter school, take a leap of faith and leave. You can school elsewhere, or you can do it entirely on your own. You know what is best for your child and your family. Don't let fear, money, or others keep you from making the best schooling decision for your children. Remember, God gave them to you to raise, not the school, and certainly not the government. Sheesh. You are responsible for their physical health, emotional health, education, and safety. You can get help from educators when needed or desired, but don't abdicate this responsibility to others. P.S. If you work for a charter school or love your charter school, great. I know many excellent teachers who work at charter schools. Notice I am not complaining about the teachers. What's upsetting is the regulations of the charter schools in California and the fact that some are run poorly. This article aims to highlight these as well as list other homeschooling options. I have other homeschooling posts you can find on my website, myheartscry.org. They are the homeschooling option, homeschooling without regrets, homeschooling an ungrateful student, and homeschooling the second semester. Thank you for listening to My Heart's Cry. I hope this episode has been helpful for those who homeschool or are considering homeschooling. Also, check out my website, myheartscry.org, for more articles on homeschooling, homemaking, praying, and general Christian woman topics. And lastly, find today's links in the show notes. May God bless you with joy today.